Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, you guys, we brought in Nick Adams into the studio.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning.
He's in the studio because he's the host of our game, Match Game.
Yay.
Which happens to be Kelly's favorite game to play
it's
on the radio.
Mighty fine game.
Yes. Now, before we get started, I guess, should we bring in our contestant, Nick?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's meet Jamie.
Okay. Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Hey,
there you are.
There you are.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited as well. Nick, I believe we're doing something different with Match Game this time around.
We are. Jamie, if you get a point, we're going to give you the ultimate lunchbox.
Just one
no
point?
No way.
Just one point is all it takes.
Just one point.
Oh, wow. So much pressure.
I really don't want a spot.
So much pressure. All right, well, let's find out if you're going to get that one point. Nick, take it away, sir.
Yes,
here is your host, Nick Adams.
Thank you very much. You know, your intros have gotten a little weaker lately. It started small, and then it built up. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then it hit its peak. Now it's come down.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm fine
tired.
With that.
You're lucky he even showed up this morning, Nick.
Yeah, the weekend would take the day off, but not me.
Okay. Well, here's how we play the match game. I am going to read a statement with a blank in it, and then our contestant, Jamie, as well as our celebrity panel, are going to write down their answers to fill in that blank. Now, if our contestant, Jamie, answers the same thing as one of our celebs, Jamie gets a point. She gets a match. But points don't matter. We're just having fun. But you know what? They do matter today because we're playing for the ultimate lunchbox.
There you go.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Yes.
Let's meet our celebrities first.
Yes.
Hello, Jenna.
Hello. Good morning. Is this thing on?
It is on.
Oh, I can't hear myself.
So on.
And hello, JC.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Chucky?
Bien. Hola, Kelly.
I'm feeling fine today, Chuck.
All right.
Yes, I am.
All right. Yeah. Randy.
Okay. And hello to Big Al Mac.
A week in Mexico means only one thing. How many tank tops will JC bring?
How many days are there?
Here we go with question number one. Remember, don't answer out loud. Just say the word ding when you're ready.
All right.
Here we go. Jenna saw a hot guy at the grocery store, and she used her go-to pickup line, blank.
Oh, well, she should know the answer to this one.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Because I told you guys a week ago that I was going to start using this line.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
I wasn't paying attention to you.
This is my new go-to. Shocking.
Okay. Ding.
Man. I don't know if this is right, but dang.
Has anyone ever picked up someone at the grocery store?
It's my dream place.
The dream, yeah?
I think I probably have.
At the market.
I don't remember, but I probably have.
I met someone in an elevator. That was fun.
I have too. I did too. And we went to church. That's another story.
I've kicked myself for not hitting on somebody in the grocery store after we left.
I always take your shot, Kelly.
Yep, ding.
I think everyone's in. Jamie, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
Okay, cool. Here we go. We're going to go to you first. Jenna saw a hot guy at the grocery store, and she used her go-to pickup line.
I would say I'm a great French kisser. Just ask Weezy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow. Only one match to win, huh, Nick?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Let's see. Let's go around the room. JC, let's go with you. Jenna used her go-to pickup line.
Hey, fella. What?
Fella?
Hey, hot guy. I don't know how to pick up dudes. Hey, hot guy. Is there room for one more tongue in that mouth?
Ew.
I never say that.
I don't know what you say at the grocery store.
I don't know. Probably
you went
something
there.
To do with groceries.
Oh.
I mean, we're at a grocery store.
Kelly, let's go to you.
Yeah, I guess I should have come up with something to do with the groceries.
Let's use Jenna's go-to pickup line.
You ready?
Yep.
What? You can't handle it?
Good one.
Yes.
I thought of that.
Oh, you did?
I didn't say that. But
yeah. No match.
What? You can't handle it?
Yeah. Big Al, Jenna saw a hot guy at the grocery store, and she used her go-to pickup line.
Can you help me open my jar?
Oh, yes.
That's a good one, Al.
Good one. No matches yet.
That's a good one.
Jenna, let's go to you. What is your go-to pickup line?
Are you making dinner for your girlfriend?
Oh.
Yeah, you did say that the other day.
I had a similar one. How do you like your eggs? I like mine fertilized was one that I was going to go
ew.
With.
Ew.
No.
You're so gross today.
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie, no matches that round. Let's see if we can get it in round number two. Here we go. Alan isn't going on the family vacation next week. The thing Kelly will miss the most about him is blank. How many days of marital bliss, Kelly?
I don't know.
How many weeks?
I think we're coming up on 9.
You don't know.
Dang.
I think.
July 1st?
July 1st, yeah, so I think 8 weeks, 9 weeks,
I think everyone dinged in.
We
dinged. Ding.
Here we go. Jamie, we're going to go to you first. Alan is not going on the family vacation next week. The thing Kelly will miss the most about him is?
I'm going to go with the...
That was a good one.
Oh, Alan.
Good answer, Jamie. Let's go around the room and see if we can get you a match. Jenna, what is Kelly going to miss the most about Alan?
Everything.
Everything. That's a great...
And that includes
that
the
includes
song.
The song.
Yeah. That's a match!
That's a match!
Yay!
Yay!
You get the ultimate lunchbox. Real quick, what's in the ultimate lunchbox?
$400 Visa gift card, Nick, along with
and
a
gold toe socks.
Gold toe prize pack. Thank
you. What a mess.
Yeah. Way to jump in there, Al, and save him.
Thank you. That's what I do.
And you get a sweet lunchbox.
JC couldn't read the whole thing by himself.
Nope. I say people, even when they don't need to be saved. That's a great lifeguard right there.
Thanks, Al. I mean, I had floaties. I had a ring around my waist, and you still saved me from drowning.
I could tell you were drowning.
Yep.
All right, let's keep going around. It's JC. It's your turn.
I said, watching him high-five everyone but her.
Oh. Great answer.
Okay, no match there. Al, what is Kelly going to miss about Alan next week?
Alan's catchy song.
Oh,
match, that's another point.
No way.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hey.
Do you have a...
But you only win one lunchbox.
Yeah.
One plenty.
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, let's go to you. What are you going to miss the most about Alan?
I said his sweet pillow lips. They're so sweet.
Oh, God.
And warm.
Threw up a little bit in my mouth right there.
It's like listening to Kelly talk to him on the phone again.
Yeah, right?
Baby talk. Do y'all baby talk each other, Kelly?
Goofing around we do. Yeah.
Goofing around.
I'm not going to lie. We do.
Jamie, you got 2 matches that round. Congratulations. Here we go to number 3. Big Al's mom, Dora Bell, needed help moving some furniture. When he opened a drawer, he found his mom's blank.
I know what I want.
I know. Say what I want to
That's
say?
That's the first thing that pops in your mind, but none of us are going to write that down because it's rude.
I don't know.
Right. Right.
Ding.
Thank you, Kelly.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding. Ding.
But you know what we want to write.
I might have written it.
Okay, Jamie, we're going to go to you first. Big Al's mom, Dora Bell, needed his help moving some furniture. When he opened a drawer, he found his mom's...
pound cake.
Oh!
Good pound cake! Good
it's one. Everywhere.
It's not the Timmy cake, right?
Good one, Jamie.
Okay, Jamie, let's go around the room and get you some matches. Jenna, what did Big Al find when he opened his mom's drawer?
I feel like I need to change my answer now.
Nope, you got us. What'd you write down?
Change it.
Her vibrating back massager.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. All right, you saved it. All right. Okay.
It's not a pound cake.
No. Well, that's where she keeps her vibrating back massager. Okay. Those things are great.
They're sure. So great.
Absolutely.
From what I
hear. Who's next?
Let's go with JC. JC, what did
Nick
Big Al find in the drawer?
Shut down after that answer.
I think it was picturing.
I was traumatized.
He literally shut down.
He found her copy of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh!
It's a great book, Al. Oh. It's a good read.
Okay, no match there. Kelly, let's go with you. What did Big Al find in... Kelly, let's go with you. What did Big Al find in Big Al in the mom's drawer?
I'm
completely falling apart now.
He can't recover.
Yeah. What Al find in the drawer?
Oh, my God.
you can tell Nick grew up a good boy.
Yeah, just like, whoa.
Flustered. Yeah. Bean pie, Chuck.
Bean pie.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice, Kelly.
All right.
All right, Big Al, let's go to you. What did you find in your mom's drawer?
Her late husband, Chuck.
Oh,
my God. Ow. Even Jamie is shocked.
I'm not shocked at all.
Mr. Mack, I am so deeply sorry. May you rest in heaven, sir.
This is a comedy show. It's so funny.
My dad.
It is. If Al can laugh about it, we can laugh about it.
Mr. Mack would have appreciated
that. My daddy would laugh at that.
Yes. Oh, that was good. That was a good one, Al. That made me laugh.
No rap matches on that round. What a round that was.
Yeah.
Here we go. Moving on to number four. You got two matches so far, Jamie. JC's son, Kaysen, started kindergarten this week. He got in trouble when he jumped on his desk and yelled, blank.
Ding. That was an easy one.
Really?
That's ding. So easy.
Ding. I had a hard time with this one.
Okay.
Ding.
Ding.
JC, you good?
I'm good.
All right, cool. Jamie, let's go to you first. JC's son, Kaysen, started kindergarten this week. He got in trouble when he jumped on his desk and yelled,
I pooped in the pool.
Oh!
I pooped in the pool.
Good answer.
Boy.
I almost wrote that down. I'm so sad I didn't.
Jenna, what did you write down? What did Kaysen jump on his desk and yell?
Does anyone want to see how Daddy plays DJ with Mommy?
Oh, he has not made any of those sessions.
I had a hard time with that one.
Wow, that's awesome.
If you need a Kid Nation DJ, go to KidNationDJs.com.
Yeah.
Kelly, let's go with you. What did Kaysen jump on his desk and yell?
Duh.
All right, good answer. No match there. Big Al, what did Kaysen jump on his desk and yell?
Who's your daddy, Chuck? Or who's my daddy? Dang it, that would have been funny.
You and daddy jokes today. What's up?
No match. JC, finally, let's go to you.
Yeah.
What did your son jump on his desk and yell at kindergarten this week?
He jumped on his desk and yelled,
I got a question again.
What?
I got a question again.
Again.
I thought he's a Christian.
Well, Jamie, unfortunately, you did not get a match that round, but you did get two matches and the ultimate lunchbox.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Yay,
I'm
Jamie.
So thank you.
And 10,000 bonus points.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
So generous today.
Them out right there.
Mm-hmm. Where can I redeem those?
At the website.
You need to go to KidNation.com and scroll down to our online store and just pick out whatever you like in there, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. This is so much fun.
Oh, thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, put that on Al's tab when you pick out whatever you want from the Kid Nation store.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Enter the code Big Al.
Enter the code Big Al. Hey, and you have kids, right, Jamie?
Yes, I do. I have a 7-year-old boy, a 3-year-old boy, and I'm 14 weeks with a girl.
What are their names?
So my oldest is Ian, and then the 3-year-old's Preston, and the girl is going to be Bodie.
Bodie. Oh, that is the cutest name ever. Yeah. Do you name Ian because of kids' Ian skit?
Not so much, but it does make me think of him.
Ian. Well, Jamie, you enjoy your $400 and your ultimate lunchbox. Thank you for playing with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, hold on. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. How you feeling, Nick? A little scarred?
Yes,
yeah,
I am. I'm going to have to take a few minutes to recover.
It was one of those days.
Relax with a vibrating back massage.
Well, where can I find that, Al?
At the Kid Nation store. At KidNation.com, an online store.
Or in Al's mom's drawer.
Yeah. No.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Who wouldn't want to go into Friday with some great advice, right?
Right, yes. Right.
Especially when it comes to some love advice. That's why we have our relationship expert, Kelly Raspberry, hooking us up on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's working extra time for us. Let's get into it. It's a segment we call
Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my girlfriend for a little over a year. We're both 28, and I found a picture of her ex as we were moving and cleaning out her apartment.
Ooh.
She has kept letters, pictures, and jewelry from him. They dated for many years, and of course, I got very jealous. Do you think I should bring this up to her or just let it go, Trey?
Just let it go. I mean... Yeah. Girls hang on to stuff. I mean, I hung on to a lot of stuff from ex-boyfriends, just memories that I thought would be fun to share with my daughter someday.
Right.
When I
even
got
before
married,
I had my daughter, it was like something I thought would be fun to look back at.
When I got married, I hung on to all my ex-girlfriends.
Oh, stop it, Al. And, you know, one of my regrets is a previous person in my life, I won't call names or anything or point fingers, did not like that. And I got rid of a lot of things I wish I hadn't now.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's
I did get rid of
pictures
and stuff. What?
It's fine.
That person, who shall not remain named, said it was disrespectful to hold on to those things. And it wasn't pictures of us doing inappropriate. It wasn't like nude selfies or like real sexy shots. It was just pictures that I thought would be interesting to share. Like, look, oh my gosh, look at who your mother used to date if you think that. You know, and now I can't. Thankfully, I didn't throw away everything. So there's still some, because my daughter's curious, and it's just fun, and it's a secure man that can not be bothered by that.
And I understand the jealousy, because you don't want to know what happened before you were there. That's
totally
normal.
Let's pretend like she never met anybody before you. That's mature.
But what I would say, like what I did with my wife was, when I found this little box, I don't want it in my house per se. So what she did is she just sent it back to her parents' house, and it's in storage. And so she still has it. So if she ever wants to bust it out one day, she can have that.
There's that. Or you can just like stick it in a box in the attic and it's just there someday. It's not like she's going through it and rummaging through it every day. Oh, what might have been. Oh, if only I'd chosen him. It's not like that. It's just a memory.
As long as the pictures are not still up. Like on the walls and shelves, like scattered throughout the house.
That's
I'm okay with it.
If it's
okay
a box stuck away in a corner somewhere she hasn't even thought about, who cares?
Yeah, we're done.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been seeing this guy for about a year now, and we're really into each other. He tells me he loves me sometimes, really only when we've been drinking, but...
My man.
But he doesn't want to commit to me. He talks to other girls and hangs out with them, but if I talk to a guy friend I went to school with, it's the end of the world and we fight. If he won't be in a relationship with me after a year of basically being together every day, will he ever? He says he doesn't want to be controlled and he wants to do things when he wants, which he already does anyway. Please help, Lacey.
Lacey, why don't you go get in a relationship with a man?
There you go. There
you know, go find a man. This should not be this much work. I've been in relationships where I had to struggle and, you know, try to make, you know, tiptoe eggshells, trying to make, no, it shouldn't be that much work. It shouldn't be that much difficult when you're with the right person.
There you go.
I'm not saying when you're with the right person, you'll never fight. And yeah, you're going to have disagreements and things. But when you're with a man, you don't have to put up with this nonsense.
No.
You know, only tell you love you when you're drinking. Please. That's not a man.
Well, that's the important time to tell him, though.
And he's showing you how controlling he is when you're talking to a friend you went to school with. That's a big red flag.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be controlled, but he's controlling.
Right.
No. No, Lacey. Don't waste another minute of your life.
Agreed.
Dump them.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I am 23 years old. I've been dating my girlfriend for a few months now. We've talked about our past relationships before, but I've always been afraid to reveal to her that my most recent ex was a dancer. Yeah, she was a stripper. So I've never felt so strongly about a girl as I do right now, my current girlfriend, but I'm afraid that this detail of my past could scare her away. Should I tell my girlfriend with good values about this secret and risk her leaving me, or keep it hidden and weigh on my conscience?
Yeah,
Maddie.
Don't say anything.
No.
I wouldn't say anything about that. That's going to make her look at you differently. And if you're, why bring up... That's not something
like, who cares?
That I think. Yeah. If you have a child with her, if you have some, or if the stripper gave you a gift that keeps on giving, you might need to share that.
The burpees, yeah.
But, I mean, just somebody from your past, you don't need to go. Why do people feel the need to purge their entire history with their new person? I mean, I don't think that's necessary.
The compromise here is tell your girlfriend that your last girlfriend was a law student, because most strippers are in law school.
Yeah.
So that's the compromise.
I would look at a man differently if I knew that he had dated a stripper. I just would. You would look at him differently.
It's just a job, though. If you think about it, that's just,
all right, well,
that's
I'm
just
telling
what
you,
happens.
I'm telling you now that I would look at him a little differently.
You wouldn't want to know.
And I would be probably, as a woman, insecure and like wondering, how do you look at me? How do I compare?
Uh-huh.
And I would have so many questions. It would just eat away at me. Personally, that's one of those things that I probably not need to know. There's that.
Love letters to Kelly.
So there's that.
I mean, I don't know where else to go with that.
I got you.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my husband 11 years and we have two kids together, but I've come to the conclusion that he's not a good person.
Ooh.
He's told me multiple times that it's his way or no way. There's no talking to him to come to any kind of understanding with any issue, and it's always 100% his way. I'm pretty sure I want to get a divorce, but I don't want it to get too ugly. How can I bring up a separation without it getting out of hand? Barbara.
Barb.
Barb. You're going to bring it up without it getting out of hand? I don't know. I don't know your husband's temper. I don't know you. So I don't know how you can bring it up without it getting out of hand unless you do it. A lot of people have these types of conversations in public places. You have to have it when both of you are in a calm state. I know that's the best time. Don't do it at the height of a fight or when you're having a disagreement or when things are stressful in the home. But when you're at a peaceful, calm period, it might be something to say, look, I'm not happy. This isn't the life I envisioned for myself or for us or for our children, raising a home in a home like this. So if we can't figure out how to work it out, we might need to take some time apart. I mean, there's a way to address it in a calm, rational way. Yeah. I can't predict what his reaction is going to be, no matter how sane and calm and loving you come at him with this information. He's going to react the way he's going to react. I can only tell you the best timing to do it is when things are calm.
Yeah, maybe after laundry.
No.
No.
No, Al, that's not helpful at all. But I hope for your sake that he will say, oh my gosh, let's hope he'll have a light bulb moment and realize, man, I'm a jerk. And if I don't start working with my wife instead of, you know, being the taskmaster around here, I'm going to lose her and my kids. Maybe that'll be a light bulb moment for him. And maybe he'll be willing to go to counseling. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
But
I don't know.
I can't tell you how he's going to react.
Like, can guys be a good dude in the beginning of a relationship and 11 years later they turn into an awful
person?
Sure.
If they're going through a midlife crisis, if they're having an affair.
Yeah.
You don't know. We don't know what's going on. If he's, you know, having you don't know what pressures he's going through at work. Maybe he's taking it out on you at home.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe he feels like he has zero control at work. So the only place he has some control is at home. So he's ruling with an iron fist because he can't do it anywhere else. I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Man, that's a scary one.
Yeah.
But good luck. And I hope that if you address it with him in a calm, loving approach, that you'll be met with that same calm, loving reaction. And maybe you can work on it together and save your marriage. That'd be the best case scenario, right?
Yeah, when you cry it out and then you just realize that you've been a jerk and you fix it.
Yeah.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, we read them on Wednesdays for sure. Sometimes we sprinkle them in on Mondays and Fridays.
Monday too, yeah.
Go to KidNation.com. We have a love letters tab set up. You just write us. We read them on air. And hopefully your problems are solved. And then you write us in about 2 months. And you're like, I took Kelly's advice and my life is the best.
Boom.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, this weekend, make sure you jump online and hit up KidNation.com so that you could try to score those ACL VIP passes we got for you.
Yeah.
The deadline is going to be on Monday. So you have all the way up until Monday. But as we learned in school, when you procrastinate, you forget. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you get in trouble.
I'm a crammer. And I like to wait till the last minute, JC.
I know you're a crammer. But just go to KidNation.com. Sign up. You only have to sign up once. So you can check out Jay-Z. He's headlining ACL. And you're going to live VIP style when you go down there.
Ooh, I wonder if Beyonce will be just sitting on the side stage watching.
Oh, I bet you. And the baby. The babies.
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 The babies are probably going to be out there as well. You don't know who's going to be out there. Jenna's going to be out there. We know that for sure.
Yeah, there's that.
I bet you're feeling good about that, right, Jenna?
I'm feeling really good about that. I love ACL, so I'm thrilled to get to go.
I got a feel-good Friday.
Go ahead.
Because we went an entire week with my son, Kaysen, at school and had zero issues.
Really?
Yeah, he had a very successful first week of school. And I was told, I know you guys remember how nervous I was with him going to school.
Are you sure he didn't ditch?
I'm pretty sure he didn't ditch, but if he did, you know, well done, because I didn't find out.
Explain, you know, no issues.
that's my feel-good Friday.
I got one right here. Last December, our house was foreclosed on, and we had to move in with my mother-in-law. Good news. In 2 weeks, we will be moving into a rental property of our own with option to buy.
Nice. It's always good to have the option, you know.
Yeah, I got one, too.
Okay.
Hey, who has two thumbs and just made her last payment to a substantial debt that it has literally taken her years to pay off thanks to my ex? Oh, yeah, this girl right here.
All right.
Is it because it's Kelly's? How about this one? Growing up, everyone said I couldn't even keep a goldfish alive, but good news, my daughter just turned 6 months old.
Oh.
Dad for the win. That's from Adam.
Keep her alive and keep her off the pole.
Man, when you have a brand new baby, you literally walk into the room the next morning and you do like a yes. Still alive.
No, I feel like if I were a parent, I would go hover in the middle of the night to make sure the baby was still breathing. Yeah. You do that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. I would have a I had a feather and I would put it under my son's nose and so I could see it move.
I know, they're so still sometimes you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Mm. Big Al, you got another one for us?
Yep. Adopted my son on Friday. My heart is so full of good news. All right,
that's
then.
That's wonderful.
Dogs are the best.
And we heard from Amy in Houston. She says, I still listen to you guys every morning because I loved you when I lived in Dallas. Thank you so much for all your efforts to help the Harvey victims here. We are devastated and it's been an absolute nightmare, but much love, mm-hmm. Amy.
I bet. People are still stuck in their neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny, got another one for us?
Yeah, I mean, normally people don't like jury duty, but this one says, first time being on jury duty and got called to be a juror, we get to let an innocent young man have another chance at life. Feels good.
Okay.
Are you allowed to be talking about the case?
not guilty.
Well, I guess they didn't mention what case they're doing.
Right.
But we know how you feel now about the case.
Yeah, right. So a little biased. Okay.
A little biased. Hey, we actually have a Feel Good Friday on the line right now.
Okay.
Chantel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, in 82 days, we're counting down. We're going to go to Disney with y'all.
Yay!
Oh, with us?
On the Kiss Kiss trip?
Yes.
Yay! Congratulations.
And I just wanted to say thank y'all.
Oh, that's great. What's his name?
Anthony Zimmerli.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to meet you guys.
That's going
to
be great.
It's sneaking up on us.
I know.
Yeah. Send us a cool picture of when you got. Are you guys going to withhold the information or are you guys going to tell him right away?
No, he knows.
Oh, he knows. Oh,
yeah, send us a picture of him smiling.
Good. You want to see him, yeah.
Yeah, we want to see him so I recognize him when we see him on the trip. See you in a few months. Kids trip right around the corner. We always say that, right?
I can't believe it. Yeah. I need time to go back.
Now, Big Al Mac, what is Kids for all of us wondering?
Well, let me tell you the mission. The mission of Kids is to provide hope and happiness by creating beautiful memories for families of children with life-altering conditions.
Yeah, if you want to check it out, go to kidskids.com. That's KIDDSKIDS.com. We take donations year-round. We only do one show where we raise the money for the trip. But if you want to check it out, you want to see pictures or videos from past trips, that's where you can do that. How would you guys like to do a little Flashback Friday?
Oh, I love this.
This morning. All right, how about we go back to 2011 in honor of Labor Day when we did the Little Miss Labor Day pageant.
Oh, really?
Featuring Jenna Owens, Kelly Raspberry.
Oh,
and Psycho Shannon.
Oh.
Was this so so bad that I blacked it out of my memory?
Well, let's find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, from time to time, we like to give the support staff at least a minute to come in here.
At least a minute.
I mean, at the maximum, a minute.
All right, now you're talking.
To come on and promote their podcast, because everybody that works here has started a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to get in front of a microphone and start talking and you know, use your ideas up that we might not use on this show.
Never know what might happen.
So we're going to bring them in to see what they've been up to. First one up is the host of That's Debatable.
That's Debatable.
Trey is in the house, everybody.
Trey?
Great. Okay.
Why aren't y'all clapping?
Yeah. Hey.
I said Trey?
I was the button. I was pushing the button. Hold on. Studio audience wants to take part in this whole thing. There he is.
Thank you. I appreciate
applause.
It.
Applause. What's up, Trey?
Not much. Doing a little podcasting.
Uh-huh.
Did the name of your podcast come as a result of someone asking you if the stuff on your face is facial hair?
Pretty good. It's a good burn.
What?
It's a good burn. How long you been working on that one?
That was a burn?
That was an attempt at a burn.
It's just a guy, you know, guy making fun of a guy.
Yeah. Trey and I have to put up with facial hair jokes all the time here at the studio.
Wait, here, I'll take off my hat so you can see the hair that I can grow since you can't grow any on your head.
Get him, Trey.
Don't come at me.
Do you and your girlfriend get into a lot of debates?
We did kind of get into a debate. From Saturday night, we went and watched the Floyd Mayweather fight at a birthday party. And so there's a bunch of debates on party fouls.
Oh.
Everybody does it. If you go to a party, you're making at least one party foul, no matter who you are.
Okay.
So maybe. Maybe it's a small one, but you're going to make something.
Yeah, okay. I double dip carrots in ranch.
That's a party foul.
I flip it, though.
Yeah, flipping it over is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm a hover over the food. That's a party foul. You're not supposed to hover over the food.
We got into a bunch of food debate stuff. So I have Shannon on this week, Anna from Channel Surfing, had Amy from Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and Justin from Shut Up.
Wow.
It was a super podcast, much like it was a super fight.
You wanted to, or you were hoping that they would talk about your podcast on their podcast?
We were all just at the party together, so I was like, let's talk what happened. Yeah. So everyone there had their own little party foul. Like, one of them went looking for the Wi-Fi password by going into cabinets and looking on the back of the router.
Good move.
Is that a party foul?
No.
Who did that?
That would be Shannon Murphy.
That's a great move.
You know what? Normally, yes. Hold on, though.
That's a great move. She needed it.
Normally, that's a huge party foul, but the house they went to is very remote, and there's
no service
out there. So I don't blame Shannon for doing that.
Ask! You don't have to go search around in the cabinets. Just ask the people.
If I show up to this house, which I've never been to, and they offer me a tour of the house.
Sure.
Am I obligated to go on this tour? I don't care what your house looks like. Do I have to accept
so
it? Nah, I'm good.
You only really want a tour if it's a super nice house, or even if that guys don't care.
Or three
brand
bedroom.
New. If it's brand new, they want to show it off and show what they've accomplished. It's a polite thing
See,
to do,
I do the tour yourself. Like, if you want to go look around, go look around. If I'm having people over, you go look around.
Choose your own adventure.
Exactly. I'm with you on that one, Trey.
What about taking beer at the end of the night? So the party's winding down. It's midnight. So you go.
I think that's fine.
I didn't do it.
I think it's fine.
Who did that?
That would be Amy.
Taking beer from my little sweet Amy? No.
Fine.
Taking beer from the house home?
All right, so you'll have to go and listen to That's Debatable on KidNation.com because I tried to roast all the people that came to the party, and then, of course, they come back at me with what I did wrong. So go listen to them make fun of me for a couple of minutes, too.
Trey teasing what he did wrong so people will go listen to his podcast.
Smart man right there.
Well played, Trey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That's Trey. His podcast is called That's Debatable. He put Shannon and Amy on Front Street. We'll talk to Amy here in a minute. Coming up next, in our cross promotion of the podcast from the support staff, people stop clapping for Trey. Thank you. Anna's in the house.
Hello.
Hey, Anna.
And you talk about TV shows on your podcast.
I do.
Hey, and speaking of, last time Anna was at my house, I let her take beer.
Yes.
I told her, I think it's okay to take beer.
I think it's okay to take beer if you bring beer to the party. But not if you didn't bring anything.
No, I had beer and I was like, take it.
Yeah. You offered it, though. That's fine.
I think it's okay also.
Yeah, if a person offers, that's one thing.
Yeah.
So thank you for offering, Jenna. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So channel surfing. TV surfing with Anna.
Yes.
Channel surfing.
Channel surfing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So some of the latest TV shows that I talk about on my podcast are some of the new Netflix shows like Ozark, Friends from College, Atypical.
Yeah.
All of those are like new to Netflix. So kind of talked about those, reviewed them, if I liked them, if I didn't. And I had Lacey and Amy with me talking about this as well.
So they joined you? I saw your video that you did with Jenna on the Fittish that I don't know if you posted it.
We haven't posted it yet.
Wait till that drops because you're so funny in that video.
Oh, thank
Anna.
You.
Yeah. So good. Yeah, we did. We were doing some football themed stuff, but that
it was
really
a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And I had fun editing that too.
And Anna knows what she's talking about. Again, she's in charge of Kid TV. So she works on TV all day long. So
okay,
she knows what to talk
about.
If
I have a slow weekend, what is like the one show we should be watching if I want to go on a bender for a whole weekend?
Well, see, like Friends from College was such an easy watch, like on Netflix, because the episodes are only 30 minutes. There's only like 8 episodes. It's a comedy. Like, I think I got through that like maybe in like a day or two.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it was such an easy watch. You don't have to like be totally attentive the whole time. Like Ozark is more like you kind of have to pay attention, and it's like slower, longer episodes, more dramatic. But, I mean, if you have, like, nothing to do, you're just, like, looking for something to watch, I do recommend Friends from College.
Perfect. Yeah, cool. Check out Anna's podcast, Channel Surfing.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Anna.
Guys.
Yay. Thank you. Yay. Your highlight looks great, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
In the light.
I've learned a lot from you, Jenna.
She's learning beauty stuff.
Awesome.
From
Jenna. Yeah. Trying. I mean, I don't know how great I am.
Next up, Amy.
Good move, Amy.
Amy.
Loose lips and childbearing hips. We have two microphones, ladies.
Yeah, I messed up. Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I love that you guys use the Rugrats theme.
I love that you have an intro. It's
all
professional.
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
How you girls doing?
Doing great.
I'm okay.
Yeah, a little tipsy this morning from the beer you got?
No, that was a few nights ago. But I've gotten a lot of hate for the last podcast that we did. Well, I should have done an anonymous love letter to Kelly.
Oh.
I did an anniversary no-no.
What?
And, well, I I danced with another guy.
On your anniversary?
Yeah, but the problem was...
Amy!
I know, but the problem was it was more of a, I didn't know how to say no without being a jerk. Because I told him no first, and then he asked me again. And I just didn't want to be... Because it takes so much courage for a guy to come across the room and
was your husband there with you at the time?
He went to go pay. We were leaving, and he went to go pay the tab.
Oh.
And I said no. I shook my hands, and I said no. And he asked me again, and I felt bad saying no.
Did you hold up your wedding ring or anything?
Well, I mean, when I shook my hands.
You got to like point to it and stuff. Guys are dumb.
Did you know the guy?
No.
They were at an old person's club with her parents.
Yeah. Oh.
And it was the one young dude in the bar that came up and asked her to dance. So we did a podcast about it because I personally, I don't think that's a bad thing. They weren't like sexy dancing.
Yeah.
It wasn't all over each other. But then people were giving her hate and saying you shouldn't do that on your anniversary.
How was the kiss, Amy?
No.
How did the date end?
Was your husband upset? Because it's understandable if your husband's not one of those guys that like dances or anything. But Amy's husband, whenever we have a party, is on the dance floor, machine,
the party.
Dripping
he
sweat
until he breaks his foot.
Right.
So he should understand.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So, was he upset?
He was a little upset.
Yeah. I don't worry.
Loose morals in childbirth.
Right. Is that the latest one you guys have up?
Yes.
Amy, I don't think you're a wonderful person.
Thank you.
You didn't do anything wrong, even though you did dance with a dude.
A little disappointed.
Yeah, we are a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Coming up next. Oh, poor Amy. And she's such a nice girl.
I know. Sweet lady.
Very trustworthy.
Sweet, sweet lady.
One of the hosts from the Fat Guy Handbook.
I'm a fat guy. 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 I'm a fat guy.
Yeah.
I'm a fat guy.
I like how White Cheddar comes in here with swag.
I'm a fat guy.
When the Fat Guy Handbook's on
display.
Yeah.
He owns it, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
So you do a podcast with a former employee of the show.
Yes. Named Cappy.
Cappy. He went by Cappy on the show, or Dino, I believe we call him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I saw the picture you guys posted, and this guy is going after the city now.
Yeah, he's angry. He goes on a run walk every day or something, and I guess he keeps falling down.
Well, I'd be angry too.
He goes on a run walk, and he keeps falling, and he's mad at the city.
Because the sidewalk's messed up.
He's that guy now?
Yeah, so he called out the mayor and the city on Facebook.
And he wants people to share it.
Open letter.
And he took pictures of his bloody knee, and that's an okay bloody knee.
And of the sidewalks that he's complaining about.
Yeah. And of the sidewalk. But you look at the sidewalk, and you're like,
step over
it's like
it.
That.
Watch where you're going.
Yeah, but you're not watching.
So he took to Facebook?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's angry. He's been kicked out of the gym. He's been kicked out of restaurants. He's been kicked out of the bank. He says it's everyone else's fault, but it's this guy.
Oh,
so we'll have to talk
gosh.
About the sidewalk thing. We'll be recording on Saturday for Sunday's posting.
Jeez. That's for the sidewalk one?
Yeah.
What's the latest one about?
The last one is talking about, angry guy has a concealed handgun license.
So he
brought said
he lives in the
suburbs,
right?
Yeah, he brought his side piece to the restaurant we recorded at last week.
Oh no!
You're not allowed to do that, right?
Yeah.
He said because they didn't have a sign up. I don't know.
Yeah, if they have a sign, you can't.
Yeah.
So if the sign was up, he's I got to go put my pistol back in my car.
I guess. I don't know.
So has this Facebook campaign been effective? Have you heard
I
anything
haven't even
from
looked.
The city?
No.
It's got at least a solid 11 shares.
Yeah.
He
used to run his homeowners association, by the way.
Oh, what
until the whole neighborhood
until he
got
shot
together.
A neighbor?
The whole neighborhood got together and got him kicked off the board.
Oh my
goodness. He's so angry.
Has his wife ever kicked him out?
I don't think so.
Wow, good.
Yeah. He got impeached.
Yeah.
Homeowner president got impeached.
I'm a fat guy.
Oh man, that's the fat guy handbook right there.
I was hoping for some food recommendations.
No, it's just an angry.
Talk a little bit of food. We record every podcast at a restaurant.
Right.
So if you're looking for a podcast to broadcast from your restaurant, hit us up, Fat Guy Handbook.
Coming up next.
Yes.
The two hosts of
Shut Up! Shut Up! Shut Up! Shut Up!
This is Shut Up. Here's your hosts, Nick Adams and Justin Chavez.
I always feel so like, ow, after that intro.
Yeah, we kind of yell at you a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the Shut Up podcast, we have several episodes, new ones that you can go listen to. Jenna joined us to play a fun game that
I don't know if it was very good.
We stole it from Jimmy Fallon.
No, it was one of the best ones we had.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun game.
And then the most recent one, it was about we talked about my old podcast, Buttered Toast.
Your old podcast?
I know.
Hello. Buttered Toast can't come to the phone right now. Why? Oh, because he's dead.
Taylor Swift. Okay.
No, yeah, we get
we
the
knew
reference.
Where you were going
I think
from
we get
the
it.
Beginning.
Yeah, whatever.
We knew where that was going.
Y'all were supposed to laugh.
But, yeah.
What happened to buttered toast?
I was stayed into the toaster a little bit too long.
And
they
got
cremated.
Burnt.
Yeah.
Burnt toast.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny to me, and I pointed out to Justin in the podcast that, you know, millennials are known for, like, not following through with things, and this podcast about millennials, he just dropped it, stopped doing it.
I asked Justin, I was like, why'd you stop doing the podcast? He goes, it was just, it's too difficult. Yeah.
I wish he would have just said millennial.
Yeah. It was a lame dog.
Oh, my God.
It was just too difficult. I didn't want to do it.
So we have a little funeral for Buttered Toast. Justin wrote a very nice eulogy for it.
Aww.
And we just kind of lay it
Snaps.
To rest. Yeah. But I'm a little nervous about how our future recordings are going to go.
Why?
Justin and I are in a little bit of a fight.
You guys got in a fight? Lover's Quarrel?
No.
Got in a little argument
this
morning.
Why are you going to bring it up now?
Got in a little argument.
What happened?
I'm glad Jenna's separating us right now.
What happened, Nick?
Oh, it happened this morning.
Well, we work like 2 feet away from each other, right? And I think we're just now kind of starting to get on each other's nerves.
Yeah, it's too close.
You know, that honeymoon period is over.
Yeah, the thing is, Justin and Nick work in the phone screening room, and that's a very, very small room. Mm-hmm. You're literally on top of each other all morning long.
And so, you know, we hear every conversation everyone has, and we're just all up in each other's business. And Justin sits right next to a trash can, and I do something that really annoys him. And I admit it's wrong. It's not good.
What do you do?
I ball up my paper and my trash, and I just throw it at the trash can. Sometimes it makes it. A lot of the time it doesn't. So,
what's your percentage?
Probably
making it?
40% makes it in.
Oh,
so there's lots of little pieces of trash on the floor. It's an annoying habit.
Uh-huh.
Justin goes to the deli every day and gets probably a whole onion on his food. And it just stinks up the room so much.
That's a party closet room?
And I told him today, I said, hey, look, I'll stop doing the paper because I know it bothers you if you stop with the onions.
Okay.
Fair. That's fair.
How is that fair? You're supposed to throw your trash in the trash can.
Well, first of all, Nick's is on the ground, and sure, it gets in the way a little bit, but it's not that big of a deal. Your onions are disgusting.
No, yeah. They say onions are good for your heart, JC.
They do?
Yeah.
Who said
they're
that?
Healthy?
What?
A doctor.
Hey, will you shut up? Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
So, if this continues, if the Shut Up podcast does continue after this fight.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a little dicey.
Nick Adams and Justin Chavez.
Look for it at KidNation.com along with all the other podcasts from our squad. Yeah. And coming up next, we got the Showbiz Top.
Excuse me.
What?
There's one more podcast.
No, you get to talk all the time.
You talk about every day, Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to give Alan some love.
Alan's not here.
Of course, I forgot. We have to do stuff with Shannon. Yes.
Shannon's
not here right now. Sorry. So, but she's got a podcast as well.
Can we just hear that theme song though?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing.
I love it.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon. La la la.
Her podcast is just as weird as her song. And also Deontay's on there with her as well, if you want to check that out. Shannon's not here this morning, but she's still doing her podcast. And Kelly's still doing her podcast with Alan. Sandwich and some loving.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, we have a friend in studio, you guys. He's back for round two. I think round one went so well, we decided to have him back for another one. Mm-hmm. He's touring right now, promoting Hamping Ain't Easy.
It isn't.
That's the name of the tour, right, Theo Von? Hamping.
Yeah, that's it, man. I grew up selling hamsters, so it's kind of based on...
You're a hamster dealer?
I mean, I was a dealer. Wow, the Mexico is coming out in a minute. That cartel lingo.
Hamping ain't easy.
But I grew up in a hamster and G-pig, guinea pig, breeding area.
That's the lingo, Jenna.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we call them G-pigs back in the day. I don't know if they still do or not, but I used to sell them. I grew up in a breeding area where they had a lot of hamsters and G-pigs.
So super, like, upper class, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these were really high quality. And, I mean, guinea pigs are beautiful. I don't know if you guys have seen guinea pigs.
Dude,
yeah,
I go in the pet store every week to get feeder fish, and they're, like, sitting right there. I don't know what I'd do with a guinea pig.
They're gorgeous, but they smell.
They're beautiful.
I look at them, I'm like, aw.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Oh,
they're the Clydesdales, I think, of small ground game, as far as I'm concerned.
But, I mean, they end up smelling like ferrets, too, right?
They do.
I mean, if you wash them a lot, they don't, you know? But you got to really almost get in the tub with them. Like, you have to have them in there. And it's cute, but it's a little alarming, I think.
But the hamsters are funny because they could stuff so much stuff in the cheese.
Yeah.
Like a full French fry.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's been on the deep
web,
huh?
Another hamster.
I mean, my own hamster did that, so you know.
Your personal hamster?
Yeah, we were training him.
But we used to sell them, man, and then they busted a man in my hometown with a 30-pound bag of hamster bones on him.
What was he? What?
30-pound bag of hamster bones.
Yeah, they got him.
So he was a murderer?
I mean, I don't know if he was a murderer, but he was. I'm assuming he probably caught up in the dark arts of some sorts, you know?
Oh, my God.
30 pounds of hamster bones.
So is it illegal?
And they got him. I mean, in my, you know, I think in God's eyes, it ain't good.
That's like your arch nemesis, right? That guy.
Oh, that guy's, yeah, he's the Voldemort, really, of that world. But they caught him. They had 30 pounds in a pillowcase in the back of a Toyota Tercel.
Wow.
How'd they catch him?
I don't know. Probably something else. They caught him and they just saw him.
Yeah. Oh, seizure. Yeah.
You're looking for meth and you find the hamster bones, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the ivory of Arkansas, dude, when you think about it.
Is your whole stand-up about hamping?
No, I mean, I talk about that. I talk about growing up and selling them. We used to sell them outside of concerts.
Most people sell CDs or DVDs.
Chocolate bars.
Yeah.
What concert would sell you the most hamsters?
We sold outside of Green Day, 311, Hall & Oates.
But so stoned people.
Yeah, people stoned or people on ecstasy.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And if you don't think you'll buy a hamster when you're on ecstasy, then you'll buy two.
Oh, man.
You will buy two of them.
Rub him.
Hey, did you ever walk in on your hamster eating the babies?
Oh, my God.
I know. It's the dark world of the hamster.
We're laughing and having fun. Why would you bring that up?
Right. First of all, if they were doing that, I wouldn't walk in on them like some creep. I'd let them finish, you know?
Did you ever watch him eat the babies?
But I would. Sometimes you would leave them for a day or two. You have five in the box. You come back, there'd be nine in the box. I mean, they can.
Oh, they breed.
Yeah.
Breed fast.
They breed fast. You put two in your pocket, a couple days later, reach in your pocket, you might have four in there.
It's like a magic trick.
It is almost like magic, dude.
Did you ever have a hemp deal gone really wrong?
We sold to some guys that we thought were on ecstasy, and they were on other drugs, you know, and things got a little squirrely. And that's not a play on words. Things just got a little wild,
yeah.
Huh. And it can get weird when you have live animals around and people are angry.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they're small enough. One dude probably threw a hamster as far as I've ever seen somebody throw one. And in our hearts and in our minds, it landed comfortably on all four feet, but...
Sure.
You know what happened.
We don't...
No! Yeah. Well, that's what
a wall
happened.
Got in the landed.
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
When
yeah.
I saw this hamping ain't easy, I thought, oh, he's going to talk about the Hamptons, you know? But no, hamstring.
My
hamstring.
I thought humping, you got Hamptons. You're a rich white man.
Yeah, dude, you really the Hamptons.
For us MTV kids, you might recognize them from Road Rules.
Yeah, you know, Road Rules cast.
You know?
Yeah, it was a good time. Sometimes I miss some of those days, you know?
Would you ever do it again?
Oh, no, I could never do it again. I couldn't even compete with some of the games these kids play nowadays.
It's too hard. But now you have something real cool coming up. Did I see that you have a pilot on Comedy Central?
Yeah, we got a pilot with Comedy Central coming up. It's like the title right now is Man Up, and it's basically just helping a lot of men feel kind of like, you know, women are really starting to make the bread and really become kind of like, you know, the front runners in society, you know, and it's good.
Or equals.
Equals, yeah. But I don't know. They're moving forward pretty quick.
Right, yeah.
So it's about helping men that feel like, you know, like are having trouble with some of that adjust, you know.
Oh.
So
women are coming up. I saw a woman just the other day throw a hamster like 400 yards. Oh, sorry.
Wow. Is this a new haircut?
Laughing.
Theo, have you always had this haircut?
No, this is a beautiful cut right here.
This is looking like you're leading a little Joe Dirt here.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny is David Spade's at the Comedy Store, and he loves it all the time. Yeah. So every time I talk to him, he's like, oh, you're keeping with it, huh? it's pretty good. Yeah, I got a sweet kind of haircut going, you know.
Is it high maintenance?
I wouldn't say it's a mullet, but it's
it looks stylish.
Good. It's gender neutral too these days, man. Yeah. This is gender neutral.
There's a story you told about you met two girls.
Yeah.
One was a girl you probably hang out with one night.
Yeah.
And the other one was a girl you would probably take home to mom.
Yeah.
And you didn't get their phone number.
Yeah.
What happened?
I met this really great girl, and then like some kind of like regular girl hit me up on Snapchat and was like offering me CD pics, right? Well, I gave her my number. So next thing you know, I got the two numbers confused. I'm texting the wrong girls, right?
Oh,
I hate it when that happens.
Oh, so this one girl's like, what are you up to? And I'm like, whatever you want me to be, right? And then it started to get way seedier. Like, that's definitely the PG version, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought it was the seedy girl, you know? But it wasn't. It was like the good girl.
Oh. So you
and it kept
it.
Going. And, yeah, I blew it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mm. Well,
so you're still single right now?
Yeah, man, I'm still single. It's dark out there. It's lonesome out there. I'm thinking about getting thicker bed sheets just so I feel like somebody's with me.
Have you tried online dating? That's how I met my husband, on a dating app.
Really?
Yeah. On Bumble.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did
you tried
you really?
That? Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
I have tried
a dating app.
I used to be on a good bit of them, man.
Did you come across them?
I feel like I came across you on a special date.
Oh, really?
App.
On Raya?
Yeah.
Oh, were you on Raya? Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I wonder if we matched or not.
No, I exed it. No, I'm
kidding. Oh,
wow, dude.
I'm kidding. I'm not really active on it. Yeah. No, I don't. I wouldn't have exed you because I've met you. So
right.
At least
you would at least would have matched and got my hopes up.
Or
yeah.
You come across me.
Yeah, you still on that?
No, I'm not on anymore. But I'm actually friends with the guy that created it. Oddly now, and he's always telling me like who's on it all the time. You know who I almost went on a date on from it was David Hasselhoff's daughter. He has a daughter that's on there.
I was wondering what Haley, girls are on it because
we
only
almost went on
guys.
A date.
How are the girls?
Girls are pretty cool, I think. You know, I mean, they're just girls. They just look fancy, and then you swipe, and then you say stuff, and then they don't respond, and then you're back where you started.
Yeah.
What fell apart with Miss Hasselhoff?
Oh, no, we just chatted for a little bit. We just never even really met up. We almost did a couple times, though.
Yeah. Did you meet him?
But I never met David.
He came in our studio.
No.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Really?
He's actually really nice.
Yes.
I interviewed him once.
Yes.
He was really nice, yeah.
He's so great, isn't he?
Yeah.
He'd be a great father-in-law.
Oh, he'd be the best, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
You should try swiping again.
Okay.
You should.
You're right. I could. Yeah, it could be.
If you're really lonely, you need to be proactive.
What do you do to meet girls? Do you
just hope for the best, really.
He does stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I do stand-up, hope for the best.
Do you linger at the bar after the show?
Well, the problem with stand-up shows is mostly dates come.
Yeah.
So it's like somebody already got somebody. So you got like a minute to talk to her while the guy's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you meet women anymore if you're not on apps.
I don't know either. That's the problem. I hate going out.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
I don't know. What do you do?
I don't. I sit on the couch and swipe around and then still don't end up talking to anyone.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what the option is.
Maybe I'll see you out on the apps.
Yeah.
What's your screen? Do you have a screen name on these apps?
You don't.
Like Going Ham or something?
No, you go by your name.
Come over and look at my hamster.
Yeah, huh?
Hey, man,
that's his tagline.
Who wants to see this? Come play with these G-pigs, you know?
I'd actually swipe on that.
See?
I like animals, yeah.
Wow, now we're talking, huh?
Hit that music, JC. I think they got it going.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Turn the lights
I need
down.
To get an animal. I should have brought
something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be out of here. I'd be in.
Dude, I remember when I was in class, when I was in eighth grade, they had this class at school. It was science, animals, and sex education, right? Because they kind of group things together in Louisiana.
That teacher was weird.
Oh, it was so weird, right? But at the beginning of class, you could get an animal. They had all these animal cages. You go get you an animal, you know?
Yeah.
Hamster, squirrel, water animal, fish, snake. Get you some other animals. And you could hold it in your desk the whole time. You could
hold
the animal.
The hamster and the snake?
Yeah, so you're learning. Yeah, and that was dangerous.
Right?
Yeah,
that's not it. I mean, that's like UFC stuff. But you would be learning about science and holding chunks of science in your
hands.
That's
cool.
You know? Yeah, it was really cool.
Well,
yeah.
Theo Von, we talked about hamster sales, G-pigs. Also, Netflix, he's got No Offense if you want to watch that. It's pretty hilarious.
And his haircut, we mentioned on the
talked about his haircut. I think we hit it all. And if you want more hilariousness, check them out on tour. Hampin' Ain't Easy. Next time you're in town, let's do it again.
Yeah, maybe I'll take your friend out next time I'm in town.
Yeah,
Jenna. You might be saying that to him. I'm right here.
Yeah, but well, I know. It's just kind of awkward to talk.
This is where you're closing with Beth, right?
Yeah, maybe I'll take
her out. How about maybe I'll take you out? Yeah.
Wow, see?
Whoa.
Wow, we just touched hands, too.
Well, that's awkward, right?
That's first base. Everybody, give it up for...
He's crumbling.
Give it up for Theo Vaughn, please.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.